Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by Michel Gerfinkel. He is a leading light in the freedom fighting world in Europe. He is the founder and president of the Jean-Jacques Rousseau Institute, a conservative think tank there. He's also a Shulman Ginsberg Fellow at the Middle East Forum on this side of the pond. Among other things, he has been the editor-in-chief of Valeur Actuelle, a conservative news weekly in Paris. He is always a welcome guest here. We're not often able to catch up with him, frankly, as often as I'd like, but we're delighted to welcome him back. Michel, thanks so much for taking a few minutes.
My pleasure, really.
We are following closely some of the reporting that you have been doing on what seems to be an upsurge in Europe of, I think of it as submission to the agenda of Sharia supremacists, whether it's manifested as sort of intensifying anti-Semitism or the imposition of so-called hate speech laws, which are pretty thinly masqueraded examples of Sharia blasphemy restrictions. Talk, if you would, about these things as you see them playing out in your own country of France and more generally in Europe.
Well, it's very difficult to deny that such a thing is actually occurring in France and in many other European countries. What we have is a feeling that you can criticize or deconstruct everything in Western civilization, Western democracy, but you are forbidden to make any critical observation regarding immigration and regarding especially Muslim immigration and the tendency among many of the Muslim immigrants to superimpose their own values, their own civilization, and their own religion to what we have in Europe in terms of civilization, religion, or ethical values. This is something which started as mere political correctness and has gradually developed into something much more ominous. There are different, certainly different ways of putting that problem in France and in other countries. The French, for instance, have been very concerned about what they called laïcité, the secular separation between church and state. In other countries, you may have a different way to raise the question of the survival of the Western values in front of, for instance, Islamist values. Let me give you a very graphic instance, One of the major features of social and political life in Europe and in France over the past 50 years has been feminism. It has been the growth of women's rights from just equality, which is certainly a very respectable idea, to something more awkward known as parity, which means that you must have an equal number of quotas of men and women in any position and in any venue of in French society. And strangely enough, the same people who for so many years have said that feminism is the accomplishment, really, of human rights in Europe now are getting all of a sudden incredibly tolerant of the Islamic view of women rights, which is simply the negation of rights for women.
Yeah, it's not equality, let alone parity, is it? Let me ask you, Michel Gerfinkel, because this really cuts to the heart of it. There is, according to The Economist, a hardening of attitudes in Europe against Islam, and yet, as you suggested, there is an awful lot of this kind of accommodation, appeasement, submission going on as well. Is it in fact a symptom of why these attitudes are hardening and a sort of catalyst for it when they see people abandoning basically French culture, French traditions, French values, and those more generally associated with Western civilization?
There is a growing concern all over Europe, and especially in France, about these developments regarding Islam and the rise of Islamic values versus classic Western and democratic values. Now, the problem is that the political class and the academia and the mediatic class is not prepared to fight and to understand, to listen to what a growing majority, in fact, of people are saying in this respect. Why? The political class is concerned that Muslims now are turning into a large part of the vote. And if they antagonize the Muslim vote, they will lose elections.
And this is true not just in France, I believe, in that even where the vote may not give rise to a dominant party, it may affect coalition governments in parliamentary systems.
5% of the vote is enough to make a difference, you see. All the more so in places where you don't have a 5% minority of Muslims, but places where Muslims amount already to something like 20 or 30 or even 50% of the local population. Various places all over Europe, including Barcelona, where you had the terrible terrorist attacks.
And you know, in connection with that Barcelona attack, Charlie Hebdo, the sort of satirical magazine that came to everyone's attention when it was subjected to a jihadist attack a few years back, Michel Garfinkel, there in Paris, has actually come out and put on its cover another cartoon deriding as a religion of peace those who perpetrated the attack in Barcelona. Does this translate, do you think, into a break in that mediatic elite, as you call it, that might portend that there's a stiffening of spine and resolve on the part of the elites in France?
First of all, Charlie Hebdo is simply going on with its nasty but courageous stance. You know, it can make fun of everything, including Islam as the religion of peace. They made a cover story calling Islam the religion of eternal peace. You know, I must say that many French papers or magazines have been comparatively more courageous over the past 2 years than they used to be before. The question of Islam and Islamization is discussed in many French papers. It's discussed at least in the recent press. But again, the political class is shy for political reasons, but they are also shy for another reason, which is that they simply are afraid of the consequences of any critical stand against Islam or Islamism in terms of public security.
Yeah, violence. This ultimately is the problem. Michel, we are over time. I'm afraid we've got to go, but I want to thank you for your courage and that of Valeur Actuelle and, of course, the Jean-Jacques Rousseau Institute in speaking out on these matters, despite the dangers, despite the political incorrectness of it, as they say. We are always grateful to you for your visits with us, and I hope you'll come back to us again very soon. We'll talk a bit more about this freedom of speech business and much more with Diana West right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.